Very good.
Okay, so we've got a motion on the floor. Did I hear a second or no?
Randy Vogel seconded.
Yeah, we got a motion and a second. And any further discussion? All those in favor voting against the application that's been presented with the motion, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Did you get that, Presley? Okay, the motion's denied, so you know next steps.
Yeah, thank you.
In reference to that. Thank you. Okay, if you could all safely, no need to stay, but just sort of safely exit the building, and appreciate your time.
I'd like to thank you guys very much. So. Thank you very much.
Just whenever you guys are done with that application, we'll make sure to get it back in the file. That was the original one.
Where did that end up at?
I think it's that it.
Probably all three could come in now. Scott, we had all three of the concepts wait in the hallway, so Randy's out there trying to track them down now.
Oh, they were all here and they all went outside.
So, did you find them?
I did. Like
500
people out here.
Oh, there were?
Our next applicant for this.
Okay.
For the second one?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
And one spectator in the crowd. So.
All right. Okay, Presley, are we ready for Concepts of TowerCom LLC to give a presentation? So the proposal for the 195 tower, do you have that?
Yep.
To go through that first?
He doesn't have, well, yes, that's what
he needs. Does he have anything? Or do you just want to come on up and give us what the concept? Is there a...
No, he doesn't have anything for concepts. He just has the edge.
Quickly, it should be your sheet mark number 3. Just the
All I have is a sheet.
And then just show them the location on Beacon. And then the applicant will present his application, and then the Planning Commission will have any questions relative to the application.
So this is where it is off of...
Yep.
Huh?
Are you familiar with the location? Do you want to just come up and describe to us where we're, what we're looking at?
Yeah.
And I've got a little thing real quick about that. So applicant Russell Morton and Representative Joshua Watson are seeking Planning Commission approval for a Division 3 permit for the ability to place a self-supporting telecommunication tower on a 162-acre parcel owned by the Russell and Vicki Morton Trust. The proposed telecommunication tower is a 195-foot tall self-support tower, and I've got to pull the parcel put up here.
So the location of the actual site is almost dead center. It's a little bit closer to North Carolina, so setbacks here. 1,070 feet from the north line, 1,575 from the south lot line, 1,130 from the east, and 1,495 from the west. And you're taking access off of the existing driveway that comes off of Collins. Just right back here.
So, Scott, are you familiar with that site?
Yes, down P Highway, and it goes back in, and it has access. I think I've looked at the easement that goes in. Of course, they'll have to have an easement that would service the tower location. That's on a pretty large acreage. It's on the east side of Candy Como. Of course, for the public hearing, we'll present location. I'll go out and get some pictures of what the field area looks like.
I'm looking. I don't see any residential homes anywhere in the area.
I don't think there's any even anywhere close to this location, actually.
Okay.
There's one right at the end of Hines Road at our turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
If you can zoom in a little bit, Chris.
Right in here.
Right in there.
Let me get that.
Is that a residence on that acreage?
I believe that's his shop. It's like a pole barn.
You can see where the county road ends.
Is that a house right above
house
it?
Right, yeah. At the end of the county road.
Okay.
You'll have to get an easement off that arm, then.
So we've reviewed the existing easement. I think it's applicable. I didn't think to download the exact language. But in effect, the existing easement grants the owner of the property ingress and egress across and through for all of his successors, people that have interest and stuff like that. So the attorney did review that, and we think that it covers us already.
Okay. Looks pretty cut and dry to me. Any other questions, comments? Now, Presley, do you know the date? The next
August 10th
will be the next meeting date. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you guys.
So next we have the proposed bed and breakfast located at 130 Live Oak Lane, Reed Spring.
So applicant and owner Michael and Janine Quinley are seeking a Division 3 special use permit for the ability to operate a one-bedroom bed and breakfast from their current single-family residence located at 130 Live Oak Lane in Reed Springs. And I thought it pulled up here.
On the corner.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good. You want to give an overview of what the concept is for the project?
Okay. Originally, when we built our house, we built the one room in the back corner there behind the garage as a mother-in-law quarters because my mother-in-law was going to live with us. But she has since passed, and so we're now, we thought we had to put everything in right to open up a suite under the bed and breakfast there. And evidently I didn't get all my ducks in a row, so that's why I'm here petitioning for our permit to do so. Because we've made sure our insurance was covered for it. We made sure we had plenty enough parking space on the side of the house. We've had it fire inspected. Everything meets the code and everything. So we're just here trying to do everything right.
So, Scott, is this a special use permit application for nightly rental?
53 of your code book, 4.3 is bed and breakfast. Any business, operation, or establishment that falls under definition of a bed and breakfast, which is a room or rooms offered where the occupant lives on the property and does or does not offer meals. They don't have to. And it's section 4.3 on page 53. So I would look at that. No more than 4 guest rooms can be provided under a special use permit. Parking shall be provided at the following rate, 2 off-street plus 1 additional per lodging room. Lodging could be on a shorter long-term basis, still be termed a bed and breakfast. And then the Planning Commission may at their discretion impose additional conditions or stipulations that it deems necessary. And he has already presented a Western Tenney Fire inspection final, saying that the home was satisfactory for a bed and breakfast. But this would be the section that you'll look at to approve or deny this application.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
So to access it and park, you would park where?
All right.
This is Hampton Road that you come in off of 160. This is Live Oak. This is Yates. This whole area right in here, as you can see, I have a three-quarter ton truck that's extended cab parked there. There's plenty of access to park and everything.
And then you'd walk up to the...
You walk right in just at the back corner of the house. You walk
okay.
Right into the back corner of the house.
I got you.
My garage is here, and it's just right behind the garage.
Okay. Any other questions for the applicant? And what's the square footage of it, approximately?
Oh, man.
Like a large bedroom?
It's just it's just a large bedroom. I think it's like 21 foot with the bathroom by 14.
Okay.
It has a private bathroom and then a door that comes in and out.
Okay.
You're going to do online advertising later?
Oh, we are on Airbnb. We're listed on it as a suite. Not as a bed and breakfast, but as a suite.
Won't be any signs.
No, sir. No, sir.
Okay. Any other questions? Hearing none, it'll be August 10th.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ma'am, this is not a public hearing. This is a concept hearing. There is no public hearing during this period. You can speak at the next one on August 10th for the application.
I just wondered if you asked, has asked on the record if they're operating as a bed and breakfast currently.
Ma'am, this is a concept hearing. If you want to bring that up at the public hearing next month on August 10th, that's when we'll hear the case. Okay, it's not open to the public currently. The final item that we have is a proposed manufacturing plant located at 2193 State Highway F.
Representative Stephen Lind is seeking Division 3 approval for the ability to use the existing church structure located at 2193 State Highway F in Branson as a structural insulated panel manufacturing business. Panels will consist of 4x8 sheets of fiberboard, polystyrene, and hardy panel to form the construction panels. That's what I got.
I didn't know that we could send in a, maybe send in a file and do this electronically. I could have done that. This is exact,